Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Do you think people listen to this podcast for the sexual thrills?
I mean, I'd be shocked if they didn't.
I mean, I do.
Yeah.
Nothing gets me off like the sound of my own voice.
Yeah. It's grisly, isn't it?
Warning! This podcast may contain the same bullshit that you've heard for 49 previous episodes, but this time, it's better because it's 5-0 Tony's age. Also bad language content, etc. You might have heard it before.
The end of season one.
We're not doing seasons.
Season one comes to a close.
Is that when you turn 50 next week, your season one is over? You're starting on the second season of your life.
You're not at this rate. I don't want a second season.
Oh.
I would just throw it out there and just say you're a prick.
The second season's always the more awkward of the two.
And our first season wasn't awkward.
Yeah, this is how it rolls, right? Season one, we blast out of the blocks, dick swinging. Season two gets a little bit more awkward. We're trying to define our sound. And then season three, that's when we really start nailing things.
When you said blast out of the blocks, like bollock naked, I imagined that's running.
Did I say bollock naked? I don't think I said bollock naked.
You did. I just imagine us coming out of the starting blocks right towards the camera, balls flopping in the wind, sprinting towards victory.
Mate, I've literally got a GoPro on the end of my belt. It's just a slapping to victory.
Episode 50, let's go.
Welcome to the Seesaw Podcast, the Tea and Cleaves.
Each week, offering up a blurry perspective on life.
Hello, Cleaves. Hello, everyone. And everyone else.
Well, how does that work? If you already introduce everyone and everyone else, what?
Because if you don't identify as a person,
right,
like you can be everyone else. Oh, no, there's some crazy people out there. Crazy.
You might identify as a mantis.
A mantis. I know there was this thing on... I have never seen it, but my wife had it as, like, she listened to some trash, like, Heat Magazine Instagram thing.
Top 50 mantises.
No, it was someone who identifies as a deer.
Oh, like an old deer?
No.
You old deer.
Like, they wore antlers and shit.
What?
And they identified as a deer.
Is this a real thing?
Yes, 100%. But what I also learned from that segment is they are an incredible racist and bigot.
Because people don't want to admit that someone else might be a deer.
I think...
In their mind. Here's the thing, in this day and age, right? If you can be, like, for example, a man trapped in a woman's body, why can't you be a deer trapped in a man's body?
I'm not saying you can't. But no, we're not going into this. No, I can't.
Why did you become a famous author like Deatrix Potter?
You know what?
Or a famous actor like Danny DeVito.
I love Danny. He's been a gremlin in everything, even when he hasn't been a gremlin.
Yeah, he is just a gremlin man.
So today, Cleves, episode 50. What are we going to do?
We are going to do FAQs.
But first, we have listener mail.
All right. Let me just get my phone out from all the mail that I've got in directly to the Cleves email address.
At this point, I want you to have like a star wipe sound.
No dice.
Come on, that's episode 50. Make the effort.
All right, why don't you sound it out and I'll put it in.
Diddling.
Terrible.
It was awful.
All right, mail number one from Jeff in Hull.
Okay.
Jeff says, hey, Seesaw Podcast. After 49 episodes, how do you keep it so fresh? And by that, I mean, why does T never change a tampon?
Tampon? How do you know how many tampons I use?
He's apparently, according to this, he's got a whole spreadsheet of it. Looks like he's made a bar graph.
I mean, sometimes I get a nosebleed, right? And nothing's more absorbent than Always Ultra.
He's put here butt bleed.
I mean, that also happens sometimes, and that's why we had the bean bags.
Okay, let's move on quickly to our next mail.
Let's not think about what damage I've done to your bean bags.
This one's from Gillian. Just says Scotland doesn't give
Why
a
Why are they always Jill or Jem or Jeff or Josh? You chose one letter for your fake feedback.
Not fake. Also, Jeff was a G. So.
Oh, G off.
So. Call me fucking tits.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. Whatever her name I said was, Jill.
Gillian.
Yeah, Jill. I'm going to call her Jill for sure. That's a G as well. None of this. Don't find a fucking Toby. It's a G. Gillian in Scotland. She was like, T, if you've got Scotland heritage, why are you not drinking Iron Brew all the time?
I actually had Iron Brew yesterday.
Well, there you go, Gillian. He does drink it.
I do. But only Iron Brew Extra, which has double the flavour and no sugar. Which I don't know how you can double
that
up on shit.
That doesn't sound like the truth.
Well, no, because you can't double up on shit. You can take the sugar out of it, but...
Sounds... How you get double the flavour and half the sugar?
That's what they send the label. I don't know.
Scotland are full of lies, mate. Jill. Fuck you. Right. Speaking of names that rhyme, got a classic here from Phil. Mr. P. Donger 69.
Of course we do.
Long time listener, Phil. Guys, how have you made it to... this point, it looks like he's put 47. 47 episodes and still keeping it gold. All the people you've had, all the fresh guests, I'm loving it every week. How do you keep things so fresh, and then in brackets he's put, not tease tampon?
I love the way he's collaborated with Jeff on the tampon business.
It's not a collaboration, it's apparently a running joke at your expense.
Apparently so. You know how we keep it fresh?
Flesh?
Flesh. A flesh! You know how we keep it fresh? It's a combination of foil, research, and plastic wrap. You got to get that moisture out, man.
Just to be clear, we're not talking about your tampon.
It might also be the tampon.
Reusable at that point.
Well, pretty much. I mean, if you insulate something enough, it's going to be reusable. You just might have to change the coating.
Ooh. Okay, do you have any feedback?
I actually have some legitimate feedback.
Firstly, let's just address this. Are you implying that mine isn't legitimate?
Yes.
I mean, it's a fair assumption, but I think you'll be insulting the likes of Jill, Phil, and Jeff.
Wasn't Jill, and other than the names you used in previous episode, Jill Donger?
It might have been.
You could have chosen another Adam or Chris.
Nah.
And made it more legitimate.
Sounds fake, doesn't it? Sounds fake.
That is very true.
No one called Adam is at least looking into this podcast.
No, I don't know.
Jill, Phil, Jeff. Right, your feedback. Let's go.
Okay, so we had feedback from Selena.
Sounds fake.
Probably is. Sarah.
What's the next one? Felina?
No, unfortunately not.
Jillina.
So Selena from Blind Young Things has got in contact with us. She liked the episode, and she felt that we did a fair portrayal of it. She also liked how we were nice to her. And, yeah, Selena, you were nice to us. You know, so why wouldn't we be nice, you know? You're not a loud mouth like that.
You were going to say cunt hole Steve, weren't you?
I was, but I didn't want to say it.
The disclaimer's at the start for a reason.
There are, but I felt uncomfortable about saying it, to be honest.
No, we do appreciate the feedback, Selena, so thank you for that. Any more?
So this is where I'm going to have a little bit of a gap.
Bum, 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 bum. Intermission. Bum, 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 bum. Intermission. Bum, 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 na, 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 na. Intermission. Bum.
I don't think I have Twitter up either. Okay, so the next bit of feedback we had was from Dean. This was particularly in reference to our previous episode, which I'll probably repost, the Thanksgiving episode where we went through our stories. And Dean is going through some sight loss issues himself and found it therapeutic, considering that, you know, we outlined our situations and he found some solace knowing that he wasn't alone, which is great. That's fantastic to hear, because it is a tough journey. Like, if we get serious for a minute, it is a bit of a tough journey. And we're glad that Dean got some, at least a little bit of support there, and hope he keeps listening, because, like, ultimately, this is what we're doing. Like, put a balance on things.
Also, I hope he got some cheap laughs, because blindness isn't all doom and gloom. It's not all dark, because sometimes you just straight up don't see out of an eye. That's what I learnt.
Just because you don't see anything doesn't mean you just see black.
Doesn't make sense to me.
Well, we're not here to disprove you.
You kind of are.
Silence.
Sure. Let's move on to the actual topic.
Let's go for it. Topic of the week. Beep, 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 beep.
It's not how it goes. It goes da-doomed, da-doomed, da-doomed,
da-doomed. I'm sorry.
Topic of the week.
Okay, so anyone who has listened to us before, the FAQ episodes, we just type stuff into Google, find what questions people are asking about blindness and disability, and we answer them ourselves. So consider this your definitive source for, you know, I'm just going to say it, we represented all disabled people, all of them. These are definitive answers. If anyone else is, like, counter to this, they're lying or not disabled.
We represent all ill-informed disabled people. Hit me with question number one.
Why are blind people's eyes grey?
Are they grey?
That's what the question is.
I didn't know this is a thing.
Can you tell me if this is a thing?
Have they lost colour? Is that what they're saying?
What colour are your eyes?
Blue.
Are you registered blind?
Yes. I mean, blue is like a more vibrant grey.
I mean, mine are greyish blue, so I'm not exactly helping this.
No, you're not.
But I'm pretty sure that this is not a thing. I think people's eye colours are their eye colours, and it's nothing to do with their sight.
There's probably a pigment thing, right? There's got to be like a pigment sight thing.
Pigmentosa, if you will.
No, I wouldn't. Pigs and blankets.
Well, we are getting close to Christmas, and I do love them.
Here's the thing, though. You don't, like, there's probably got to be some sort of pigment deficiency, blindness somewhere that turns your eyes grey, but that's not everyone's.
No, again, this is like a generalisation, which we've seen in previous episodes. Sort of generalising one symptom across, like, the board.
If you ask a question, how can you tell a guy is blind just from their eyes? Well, you can't. You'll tell them because they walk into you.
Yeah, you go, they're like, oh, you're right, mate, what are you doing? Like Cockney.
Because all blind people are Cockney.
Yeah, pretty much. Apart from you. Okay, let's move on to more interesting questions.
He said so sarcastically.
Why are blind people cross-eyed?
Is this like a cartoon thing where they have like Jesus crosses in their eyes?
I think they mean like both pupils in the cartoon look into the middle.
Gold. That's your classic like old school comedy blind person, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because there's like someone in a sitcom with a lazy eye or whatever. That's the go-to. I mean, roll with it. You've got to make jokes, haven't you? I mean, Ramesh does one every single fucking time about his lazy eye.
Yeah, yeah, he does.
Be unapologetic and move on.
You mean he's not a true blinky? How dare he generalise us?
Still, why do blind people have cross eyes?
I suppose it comes down to, like, if your eyes have nothing to focus on, they're going to do what they want. So I think it just...
Oh, so they automatically, like, go to the centre, like...
Maybe it's just an organic thing. I don't know. I can't answer this. I don't think anyone can, apart from the specialists who can answer this.
Help us out. Why are people bond-eyed?
Or boss-eyed. That's another way of putting it.
Do they... Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I'm learning. See, I'm learning on this thing.
Yeah.
Boss-eyed sounds nicer.
Yeah. So why are blind people boss-eyed in some cases? Maybe there's something really interesting on their nose. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe there's a cupcake there. Next question. How do blind people know when they are awake?
I imagine it's the physical consciousness of being awake.
Now, I didn't want to be a dick, but I'm going to agree. Like, being awake or asleep isn't necessarily a visual thing. Like,
you know when you close your eyes but you're still awake? It's like that.
Yeah. You know when you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't see anything because it's that dark and you know you're awake? Well, guess what? You're awake. It's like, what is this question?
Some people are thick as fuck.
So how do you know you're awake, Cleves?
Oh, I've been woke for a while.
Moving on.
You're implying that I'm not?
Is being blind like closing your eyes?
I guess it depends. If you have no light perception... Well, here's the thing, right? This is what I'm going to ask, because I thought before, when we've done this, that if you've only got, for example, one working eye, that the other eye basically just sees black. Whereas I thought, you know, if you close your eyes and can't see anything and you've got no light perception, then you're also basically seeing black. But you're going to argue that you don't see anything. Right?
Right.
That's what I don't understand. How can you just not, like...
Oh, we're fucking doing this again, are we?
Okay. But, like, if you've got...
Oh, fucking Christ.
Well, no, okay. So the question is it like closing both your eyes? And I guess in some cases it probably is, right? Because some people will just see black or just maybe see white or, like, a fuzz or something.
Yes.
But if your optical nerve is detached, then I guess you just don't... I don't see nothing.
Okay, let me put it in this perspective. Okay. When you want to have a special wank, right, you sit on one hand. Or let's just say your hand goes numb anyway. Like you get a dead hand, right? Pins and needles, yeah? You know your hand is there. But because you can't feel it, because the blood flow isn't going to your hand... You do not know it's there. You can't feel that it's there, can you?
Right, so you're saying that having two detached optical nerves is like having a double special wank.
Yes. Because you know that they're there, right. But there's no sensation of them being there.
I mean, you could have likened it to someone being like paraplegic, but you went with double special wank.
Yes. Does that make more sense to you?
Strangely, yes.
Thank fuck. So, yeah, is being blind like closing your eyes? It can be, but not always. It depends on the person. This one's going to be harder to do. What can blind people do?
Well, generally.
That's the question.
I mean, arguably, in 99% of cases, they can do anything a sighted person can do, just with a few minor adjustments. There's one or two things they can't do. They're never going to be in a race car.
Never going to be in a race car. Never going to be in a race car.
But other than that, no, there's probably quite a few things.
Yeah.
They can make a paella. They can swim with dolphins.
They can fuck a man.
Or woman. They can paint a statue.
They can decide to go on holiday, cancel it at the last minute, and then spend that money at the pub.
They can caress a small piece of bacon. There's lots of things they can do.
They can work.
They can work, also. They can work, yeah. On a serious note, they can work.
They can work.
Everyone can work. Even if you're total, you can work.
There we go. Answer that question definitively. Okay, next question. Where do blind prisoners go?
Where do blind prisoners go?
So we do know someone who is a member of the VIP community who did go to prison. From my understanding, they went to a very specialist part of the prison, which was for...
pedos.
No, it was like white-collar criminals and other disabled people, where they had, from what I've heard, a fair amount of extra things, like a TV, a pool table.
Yeah, but you get that anyway, like, even if you go to prison, like...
But there was only, like, six of them for, like, his 2 years that he was in for.
Oh, right, okay.
It was, like... I'm not going to say a holiday, because you can't leave and you're supposed to be getting punished by society, but you're not in general population. If that's what people want to know, no, you're not in general pop. You're not in gen pop if you're blind. Because, you know, you never see the penis coming.
So it's already banged right in your mouth.
That's it.
Whilst you're asleep. And how do you know if you're awake at that point?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we just said. How do you know if you're awake in your
room? Oh, penis!
Your mouth's full.
Yeah. Depends on the circumstance.
It's not exclusive to men. Could have some flaps buried in there.
Yeah. Flappy slaps.
Okay, let's move on.
Are disabled toilets for everyone?
I mean, by name, you would assume that they're just for disabled people.
I mean, people use them like they're for everyone.
I mean, they can be used by everyone. Like, normal people don't have a problem using them. I have a little bit of a problem using disabled toilets, actually.
Do you?
Yeah, because the sink's always really low. It annoys me.
No, I get what you're saying. But at the same time, I'm just going to ask the question. And the answer is, no, they're not for everyone. They are for disabled people, so they don't have to deal with you, dreck, in society.
Wow.
Can a blind person get an eye transplant or accept donated eyes?
They can accept them. They'll probably just keep them in a jar in the bedroom like some sort of weird serial killer.
Yeah. Now, I know certain parts of eyes can be transplanted. In recent years, there have been people who have been given some aspects of sight because their eyes have had certain sections replaced.
Like their corneas.
If we are talking a full eye transplant, to my knowledge, this is not yet a thing. When this becomes a thing, there will not be any more blind people.
Yeah, because we'll have blue put in their eyes rather than grey.
We'll be brown-eyed bastards.
Brown-eyed girls. I'm not sure that was the tune, mate.
It's Jimmy Buffett, isn't it?
Don't know what tune you were doing.
It was Lockets, not Tunes.
Okay. Oh, really? Fucking hell. All right. What was the question?
Can blind people get eye transplants?
Yeah. Partial. Probably not.
A partial, I think you can. But it's very expensive.
If they're fake eyes, you can transplant them all the time.
Real fake eyes.
You just pop them in and out, don't you?
New from JML. Real fake eyes. They won't work and they'll cost a lot of money. But fuck it, you've got it.
Old people are going nuts for that.
Yeah, they fucking would. The new JML credit card magnifier. Magnify of anything you want. Yeah, it doesn't fit in your wallet though, does it? Because it's like the size of six cards stacked on top of each other. So, fuck off, JML. Okay. Where do disabled apps go?
on your phone, I guess.
Yes. Moving on.
The disabled folder.
Exactly.
It's like a regular folder, but it's really hard to access.
It needs a prosthetic to get into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit question. Moving on. Where do disabled people sit on planes?
Usually at the front or back, wherever there's more leg room.
Depends on your disability. I've been on planes where I've sat at the front. I've been on planes where I paid to sit at the front. And I've been on planes where I've sat just anywhere. So it depends on your disability. I suppose if you're in a wheelchair, you're going to be near the front, aren't you?
Yeah, but you can get, like, if you have a disability, you can get, like, pre-boarding and stuff, and they put you in, like, special needs seats, basically. It's pretty sweet. You got a nice lot of leg room.
Sweet which seats, is, bro.
I suppose, irrelevant, ultimately, if you're in a wheelchair. But... you know, it's nice to put your wheelchair on and off, isn't it? It's more about access than legroom.
Yeah, I was going to say, like... I mean, you're implying that you could just, like, fold them up and put them under their seat.
Well, a little bit, yeah. They don't need the legroom, are they? They just need the access, is what I'm saying.
I suppose it depends on your flight as well. I've always had to pay for like better like leg room and shit, but I'm sure
if it was Ryanair, they'd probably just give you a harness,
strap you to the wing.
Yeah. That's their decision.
With some goggles.
Yep. Probably wouldn't even give you that with Ryanair. They'd charge you extra for that and to check your bag.
Yeah, fucking hell. Fuck you, Ryanair. Get better, man. Next question. Disabled people saying vegetables.
I think we've covered that one already in the last one.
No, just saying vegetables. You're disabled, aren't you? Say vegetables.
Vegetables?
Vegetables. There we go, we can move on. That's literally what came up.
What?
Literally what came up was disabled people saying vegetables.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, there we go. We both say vegetables. If that's what you need for your kink, I hope you enjoyed it. Can wheelchairs go upstairs?
I mean,
if you pull them hard enough.
Or if you do that thing where you sort of lean back on your chair and then hop up the back.
I mean, some people can do that. I'm not saying everyone can do that. I've seen disabled people like in wheelchairs use escalators.
Well, yeah.
There's no limitation.
Arguably, that'd be easier than getting up actual steps because the stairs are moving for you.
Yeah, but you still got to hop onto it.
Yeah, you just kind of roll on, don't you, and then lean back a bit. I'm making it sound easy, but I don't know.
The point is, not without assistance, you can't. I mean, technically they can, but I don't know. And not easily. If the question person asking the question is, can they teleport upstairs? The answer is no.
Well, it's asking if you can get wheelchairs upstairs. So, yes, you can. You fold them up, walk up, and then fold them back out at the top.
Leave the disabled person at the bottom. See ya!
I'm just answering the question, all right?
Yeah, I know. Okay, ready for the last question. How many lemons can blind you? This is a legitimate question.
How many lemons can blind you? Sean stories with glaze not tea. Life gives you lemons, make yourself a gin and tonic. Short stories with glaze not tea, funky tea. Short stories with glaze. Warning, story may not be short. So here's the thing, right? I was in Italy once, and I jokingly said to my friend, oh, he was like, I'll squirt you in the eye with this lemon. I was like, bullshit, I dare you. And I literally leant forward with my eye, like I closed one eye, other one wide open, and he squeezed the lemon into my eye. And yeah, it fucking hurt. And I'm not saying that's how I became blind, because I was already blind. Well, it didn't blind me anymore. So I'm going to say more than one is my answer. That wasn't genuinely short story with Gleaves. After 50 fucking episodes, this jingle finally makes sense. Short stories with Gleaves. Story clocked in at 40 seconds. I'm going to be daring and say, if we're talking literal lemons, you'd have to squeeze none. Them. They'd literally have to be zested into your eyes, I think.
I'm even going to say that they will not blind you.
That's a lot of acid in your eyes, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but we're not saying that.
I'm talking like 200 lemons, the juice, right in your eyes. Like, literally, they've held you open, like Clockwork Orange style, also citrus, and then literally poured it into your eyeball sockets.
Okay, we need to consult a chemist on this. More than one, less than 100.
That seems fair, yeah.
There you go.
I think we've answered some quality questions there. Everything that people have wanted to hear and more.
So, Cleves, if there was a cure to blindness, would you take it?
Nah. Just a straight up nah for now.
That's a teaser there. I would. So, this is maybe something we've got to balance on the seesaw going forwards.
You use that a lot, and it still sounds lame.
It sounds lame, but it's the only thing I've got. Also, I'm going to throw it out there, and this is only going to be relevant for the next week. The Game Awards are now open. Vote for Falling Squirrel in Innovation in Accessibility. They really deserve it. All the other games that are on that list are... I'm not saying they haven't done work, but they haven't done enough work. Whereas The Veil was like bespoke made for disabled people, like visually impaired people, but was also accessible to mainstream gamers. Whereas all the others, like, oh, they put subtitles in their game. Like, that's literally the other thing. So do not pick those based on the fact that they are just big games and have decided, oh, we'll give you high contrast mode. I'm not saying that's not a bad thing. I'm not, yeah, it's not. Like, do everything you can. Performing School deserves it. So, vote for them. Link in the description.
Good.
So that's the end of season one. Season two will be back next week.
Season two will begin with episode 51.
Yes. And who knows how many episodes. Yeah, we'll get to episode 200. Season two is over.
We've got stories for years.
Have no fears. Anything else you want to say to the fans?
Yes, I would like some fans.
Okay.
Other than Phil. Phil's my man.
Well, make
he's
him
my
up.
Guy. He's my G.
Make him up then.
What?
Yeah.
Why do you keep implying that?
Okay, so you can expect more guests going forwards. You can expect more sexiness going forwards.
Not true.
Less cleaves.
Not true.
More tea.
Hopefully not true.
Have no fears. We have episodes for years. And on that note, we hope you enjoyed listening to 50 episodes of our bullshit and look forward to another 50 more. If the hosts change at any point, you know it didn't work out.
Tune in next week for the Cleaves Podcast.
I mean, I'm not going to subscribe.
Thanks for listening to the Seesaw Podcast.
You can find us on...
Bum, 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 bum. Are you sitting in an elevator? Bum, 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 bum. Intermission. Bum, tsh, bum, bum. Bum 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 bum, bring in the drum. Dum bum 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 bum.
Facebook at Seesaw Podcast, Twitter Seesaw Pod. You can email us at seesawpodcast@gmail.com. You can also find us on TikTok and Instagram at Seesaw Podcast or Seesaw Pod, depending on which one we want. But get us on the other places. This podcast was recorded in front of a blind audience. Episode 50.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.